Well, good afternoon, everyone. I've got to say a special good afternoon to the rest of the congregation in Squim. Hi, Squim, I'm giving you the wave. Well, undoubtedly, the biggest and most important problem the world is facing right now is the war on terrorism. And every day as I read the daily newspaper and hear and see the news on television, I think and feel personally involved somehow about the terrorists and how they're affecting the United States, the World Trade Center disaster, the spreading of anthrax, and the war in Afghanistan. And when I do this, I can't help but think about the many thousands of American soldiers, sailors, Marines, Coast Guard, and Air Force personnel who are already in active military combat. Can you just think about that? How would you like to be in active military combat today in Afghanistan? And there are thousands of others on alert, ready for action. How did these brave, courageous young men and women come to have a part in stopping a terrorist like Osama bin Laden and his suicidal kamikaze followers? Well, maybe they first saw an ad on a billboard. Back when I was young and eligible, you might say, for military service, which was back in the tail end of World War II, we had posters all around, advertisements on billboards. It says, Uncle Sam wants you. And it showed a picture of a man in white hair, a white goatee, dressed in red, white, and blue. Uncle Sam wants you. And they got a lot of volunteers. Of course, some were drafted, but there was an awful lot of volunteers for fighting the Battle of World War II. And now we have TV advertisements, and they're very effective, aren't they? Remember what the Army said just a while ago? It says, be all you can be. And recently, an army of one. They wanted an army of one. Be an army of one. And the Marines always need a few good men, don't they? Well, after these civilians volunteer and are accepted, they go through an intensive basic training program. And then it's on to advanced training. And when the training is completed, the sharp, healthy, strong, and alert military personnel are totally prepared for action. And that's what they're doing right now. On the ships, in the air, on military bases, and among the mountains and caves of Afghanistan. Their first phase of action is to eliminate bin Laden and the Taliban. They have become soldiers of war. Well, this afternoon, I want you, who are members of God's church, just to think about this. You're considered by God to be in the army of God. I want you to understand that the process you are following as you live your life is very similar to that followed by the U.S. military personnel as they have been prepared for action in the war against terrorism. So let us, all of us here, soldiers of Jesus Christ who are in the army of God, understand the processing that we must go through. It's a four-step process. The first step is that God the Father called us. God the Father advertised. He had some job openings. He needed a few good men and women. I can remember back when I was about 20 years old, I saw an advertisement in the paper. The Air Force wanted pilots. I'd always wanted to fly an airplane. I'd built model airplanes most of my teenage years. Here was an advertisement to go fly for the United States Air Force. So I answered the advertisement. And that's similar to the process that we did when God called us. Remember the scripture over in John 8:44? Very familiar to most of us. Jesus is speaking and he says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." So then when we volunteered, when we answered God's call, God chose us. And after repentance and baptism, he gave us his Holy Spirit. And through the laying on of hands, we received that Holy Spirit, and we were inducted into the army of God. And then what? We were given the army of God, as described in Ephesians 8, verses 13 through 17. Let's turn there and read those scriptures. Again, familiar scriptures, but it's good to have a review. Ephesians 8, starting with verse 13. "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness." Then verse 15, "And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." So now we've been recruited. We're in the army of God. We've been given the army of God in this four-step process. And now we come to step two. And that's our basic training. We are now being put through basic training, just like the soldiers of war are when they sign up and enlist and show up at the basic training sites. Well, as soldiers of Jesus Christ in God's army, we're going through basic training to build character and to develop the godly attitude that we all need to have. And this is a tough basic training course where we learn to obey God's rules, God's laws, godly concepts, godly principles, all these things which are there for our good and for the good of humanity. We are learning to be teachers and instructors by the processes of education and experience. It's an everyday process. We're learning things by education or experience. And guess what? We all know it. It's not easy. It's not easy to be in basic training. Basic training is never easy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 says so. 2 Timothy 2, verse 3 says, "You must therefore endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Okay, we've been called. We've been inducted into the army of God. We've been put through basic training. What comes next? Well, that's step three. After basic training, we will go on to advanced training. Sometime in the next, not too distant future, we will be ready for advanced training. Navy were already in advanced training. After the September 11th tragedy, it's certainly the saying, the old saying, maybe you've heard it, that it's a whole new ball game is certainly true, isn't it? Our lives have changed, haven't they, since September 11th? And they're going to change in the future. So maybe we're now moving along in advanced training. We're being asked to be more zealous, to have more drive, to accomplish more in service to God, in service to His church, in service to the world around us, service to the people of the world. God is indicating that basic training is either over or about over. It's time to learn the more advanced facets of the character building process and learning to develop and improve our godly attitudes. We need to be totally prepared for graduation as teachers, kings and priests, enabling us to serve in the wonderful world tomorrow, as indicated in Revelation 5, verse 10, another familiar scripture which says, Revelation 5, 10 says, "And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth." Okay, we've been inducted into God's army, step one. We've been through basic training, step two. We've been through advanced training, step three. Now, step four. This is the time for action. When Christ returns, He will gather all of us who are soldiers of Jesus Christ and change us into spirit beings. Then our captain, Jesus Christ, will send us into action. And what will we do? We just saw in Revelation 5:10 that we will be kings and priests. We will be ruling over cities and territories. Can you imagine it? Spirit beings doing all these things. We will also be teachers. We will show the people of the earth the way of God. Isaiah brings a little bit about what we'd be doing here in Isaiah the 30th chapter. Let's turn there and read that. Isaiah 30, verses 20 and 21. "And though the Lord gives you," and the "you" he's talking about here are the people living in the millennium, in the world tomorrow, the human beings there, "the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers," that means you and me, "will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it,' whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. We will not be soldiers of war. No, we will be soldiers of peace. We will be peacemakers, and our lives will be an eternal life of action. Our lives will be totally filled with action." In conclusion, let us review the four-step process of being a soldier of Jesus Christ in God's army. Step one, we are called by God the Father. Step two, we are being put through basic training right now. Step three, we will have to go through advanced training in the future. And step four, we will go into action in the world tomorrow as spirit beings. And even though we go through a process similar to what the soldiers of war today go through, we will be soldiers of peace, ruling teaching and showing the way of peace in the kingdom of God forever.